This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The notification for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections has been issued today by the Election Commission. 96 Lok Sabha seats spread over 9 states and a union territory will go to polls in this phase on the 13th of May. The candidates can file their nominations till the 25th of April. Meanwhile, the filing of nominations for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections will end tomorrow. 94 parliamentary seats in 10 states and 2 union territories will go to polls in this phase on the 7th of May. Preparations are in full swing for polling in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections to be held tomorrow. Voting in this phase will be held for 102 constituencies spread over 17 states and 4 union territories. 1,625 candidates are in the fray for the first phase of Lok Sabha polls. High octane campaigning for this phase ended last evening. All parliamentary constituencies of Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Puducherry, Uttarakhand and Tamil Nadu will go to polls in the first phase. Voting will also take place for 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats in Manipur and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. Besides voting for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections, polling will also be held to elect new legislative assemblies in Arunachal Pradesh and Sikkim in a single phase tomorrow. In Chhattisgarh, the departure of polling parties in the Maoist-affected Bastar parliamentary constituency began on Tuesday for the sensitive areas. Our correspondent reports that polling teams were sent by helicopters to these areas. Polling parties have been sent about 3 days in advance to more than 150 polling booths located in sensitive and inaccessible areas of Bijapur, Sukma, Dantewada, Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts. 56 polling parties were sent by helicopter on Tuesday. 100 polling parties were sent through helicopters yesterday. Tight security arrangements have been made in these sensitive areas to ensure peaceful conduct of voting. There will be a 3-tier security cordon in highly sensitive polling booths. For this, about 350 additional companies of Central Armed Police Forces have been deployed in Bastar Lok Sabha constituency. In the Kashmir Valley, terrorists shot dead one person at Jabalipura in Bijbehra area of South Kashmir's Anantnag district. He was identified as Raju Shah and was a resident of Bihar. Soon after the incident, police evacuated the critically injured to the nearby hospital for treatment. However, he couldn't survive and succumbed to his injuries. Meanwhile, the area was cordoned off by security forces and a massive manhunt has been launched to nab the terrorists involved in the terror incident. Further details are awaited. Meanwhile, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant and Governor Manoj Sinha condemned the terror attack. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast severe heat wave conditions over Odisha and Gangetic West Bengal during the next 3 days. Heat wave conditions are also likely over Jharkhand, North Konkan, Saurashtra, Madhya Maharashtra, coastal Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Tamil Nadu and Puducherry. IMD has forecast a rise in maximum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over east and parts of South Peninsula India during the next 2 to 3 days. Meanwhile, the Odisha government has announced the closure of all private and government schools across the state from 18th to 20th of April amid the heatwave conditions. The Met Office has also forecast a fresh spell of rainfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over northwest India from tomorrow till Sunday. Light to moderate rainfall is likely over Jammu Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan, Muzaffarabad, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand. IMD has also forecast isolated to scattered rainfall over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi during the next 2 days. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 wickets at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at Chandigarh at 7:30 p.m. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal crashed out of the Barcelona Open after suffering a straight sets defeat against Alex de Minaur in Barcelona yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.